We do have a quorum.
Thank everyone for coming and checking in. The minutes of... Five fifteen, are in your packet. Representative Carlson moves the minutes. A discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Carried. Representative Murphy, I guess we need to have a motion, first of all, to take 1978 off the table.
Mr. Chair, I move that we take 1978 off the table.
President Murphy makes such a motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And carried. Representative Murphy, I understand that there's some peace in the valley, so to speak, and you have a couple of amendments. Is that correct?
I would never use the term peace in the valley, Mr. Chair, but we do come before you with... Housebound 1978, and we come with a couple of amendments, and I would like to move that Housebound 1978 as amended be sent to the General Register.
Okay, let's get the amendments out if we can.
Mr. Chair, the first one is...
You want to do
Amendment 10A, which is the technical amendment.
But Representative Murphy is more than technical. It's because it does have a fiscal implications on the 10A, as I understand it, on page 1.25. So I believe it's also a fiscal implications on that. So Representative Murphy then moves. Amendment H1978-10A. Do members have that one yet? Okay, we'll wait until you get it. Good morning, Representative McNamara. Good morning.
Mr. Chair.
Let's wait till everyone gets them, if you would, please. Okay, does everyone have the 10A amendment? Then Representative Murphy moves the Amendment H1978-10A. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Representative Murphy.
Okay, and Mr. Chair, I would like to move adoption of 15A.
Okay, Representative Murphy moves the amendment titled H1978-15A. Do members have that? Representative Murphy, would you like to explain your amendment?
This is the amendment that was as a result of some controversy about the St. Paul Teachers Fund and their post-retirement payments, and the solution that the Pension Commission recommended very quickly became obvious that that was not a solution that was meeting the criteria that other plans were comfortable with, or that some people in the St. Paul Teachers Retirement Fund were comfortable with. And so our main purpose, the Pension Commission's main purpose in accepting that amendment or accepting that article in the first place was that St. Paul Teachers Retirement Fund is in a bit of difficulty. And we did not want that difficulty to continue to grow. And we wanted to stop the declining, the things that were leading to the decline in the sufficiency of the fund. And as a result, we told them to come with a recommendation of how we could stop the bleeding, so to speak. And we accepted that first step. But because of the discussions that have taken place over the last several weeks, we still wanted to do something, but we didn't want to do what the Pension Commission recommended. And so then the next option was, well, we'll take St. Paul Teachers out of the bill altogether because it was so controversial. And that would stop our purpose, because if we did that, they would be paying out something like 6%, over 6% of new money to those retirees that are receiving their pensions. And that would put them further and further in the hole, and be with compounding over the years. And so we had another solution that was considered at the Government Operations Committee, just capping them at 2.5 and making them be like everybody else. But they want to try a different way of calculating what kind of payments they're giving, and based on the CPI. And so we have turned with the great foresight of Representative Will Morgan, who was a member of the Government Operation Committee. He worked out an amendment in which we have created a pilot program for 2 years, setting no precedent. The finance, the Department of Finance has said it sets no precedent, and it's worth a try. And so that's the amendment that is in 15A that will give St. Paul Teachers Retirement Fund the opportunity of calculating differently than they have and different than the other funds, and reporting back, and hopefully they will be in a financial situation where they're not declining nearly as fast as they were. And I think it's worth a try.
Okay, Representative Murphy renews her motion on the 15A amendment, and it has fiscal implications. Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Murphy, did Representative Murphy want to move the amendment just to get it in the shape of the form? If I have a question on the amendment, or would you rather?
No, go ahead and ask questions on the amendment, Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Murphy, I commend you for dealing with these issues. These are tough. These are, you know, people look at this in a really serious, serious way when you've been a state employee. My dad was there, or a public teacher, or whatever. Your pensions, whether you're a landscape company or a public employee, they're unbelievably important. And when people talk about affecting them, it really makes them nervous. So I can relate. My question is centered around on the second page, the top, and I believe this is some of what you talked about on the lines like 2.3 to down to 2.9. Is this language here we're talking about unique, or is this actually patterned off? I don't remember the talk about going back for the 5-year look back and allowing it to exceed 5%. I know we put that cap on our state employees of the 5% cap. Is this language new, or is this patterned right after what we did for our state employees?
Representative Murphy.
Mr. Chair, it's new.
Representative McNamara.
Okay, and
this is the Morgan language.
Okay, and Representative Murphy, I would imagine this. Let me ask this, and I apologize if they're pointed questions, because you are my friend, and I mean that truly. So I don't want to. This is not personal. I'm serious in these questions. I would imagine this is controversial. And did the Pension Commission? Did you say they did not go along with this recommendation?
No.
Representative Murphy?
Mr. Chair, the Pension Commission recommended the language that's in the bill. And went along with the language that was in the bill.
Okay.
But...
Mr. Chair, did the language in the bill, Representative Murphy, include the 5% like we have in the state, but it didn't include this ability for it to exceed 5%?
That's Representative
correct.
Murphy?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Other discussion on the amendment? If not, then Representative Murphy renews her motion for that Amendment H1978-15A be adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Carried. Representative Murphy, I guess you've explained the bill and the reason for it being here. Representative Murphy then would renew her motion. You would, please, Representative Murphy?
I do, Mr. Chair. Renew my motion to adopt House File 1978 as amended and recommend that it be placed on the General Register.
Any other discussion on that motion? Representative Schomper.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Murphy, just to clarify, even though this is called a pilot approach, pilot program, still going to apply to everyone that's eligible?
Representative Murphy.
In the St. Paul Teachers Retirement Fund, yes.
So it isn't just a small group of those, but it's to all the teachers. But it, and it's pilot only in the sense that it's just going a couple of years and then you're going to be evaluated.
That's correct.
Okay. Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Murphy, and I'm curious, and it's probably impossible to calculate. So we don't have a fiscal note on the amendment, I'm assuming, because it's in the future, or did someone do some estimates of what the potential cost of that allowing it to go over 5% could be?
Representative Murphy?
Mr. Chair, Representative McNamara, it's up to 5%, so they won't be going over. If we did not do this, and if we took out Article 7, St. Paul Teachers Retirement Fund would have to pay out over 6% come January 1. And so we are reducing the amounts that they can pay out by this new formulation.
Representative McNamara?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand that, Representative Murphy, but I think in the amendment we adopted, the bill is patterned after our one we did that would cap it in good return days at 5%. Maybe I should just clarify that. I think that was in the bill, right? A cap of 5%. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Murphy. But the amendment we adopted will allow it to exceed 5%, I believe, when we've had a past five-year history. Okay, I apologize, Mr. Chair. I'm going to ask to clarify again. This five-year look back, it doesn't allow it to exceed 5%.
Representative Murphy.
Mr. Chair, no. No, Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Murphy. What is the effect of the five-year look-back?
Representative Murphy.
Mr. Chair, Representative McNamara, it has the effect of going above 2.5, but under 5%, based on the new calculation.
Representative McNamara, there probably would be a somewhat of a change in the fiscal note for the St. Paul fund. I would think that's a possibility from what was in the bill. But from the general perspective, general fund, the bill now, fiscal note, has a savings of about $24,000 over the biennium. It's just a very small amount on another provision, and if it's on the revised fiscal note, that should probably be in your packet. If it's not, I think it's there. As you see, the teacher retirement fund is in this particular one. This has a fiscal implication, and it's here for just a couple of reasons. We had it on the House floor because there was another provision that was taken out in taxes that had a $700,000 cost. And that was taken out in taxes and referred to the floor. But when we got the new fiscal note, we find that there is a little bit of general fund implications here. And that's why we brought it back to this. I don't have a new fiscal note on the effect of the St. Paul teachers, and it wasn't in the regular one either. So. Okay,
Mr. Chair, I would like to point out to the members on page 2, lines 2.33 down to 2.36 and going on to page 3, that there's an actuarial study, an actuarial report that has to be given by the St. Paul teachers about this policy that we're, or this new calculation and what we are including in here. And I think that will, that report then would talk about what Representative McNamara is questioning.
Any other discussion? If not, then Representative Murphy renews her motion that House File 1978, as amended, be recommended to pass and place in the General Registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Representative Murphy, thank you for your additional work last night.
And thank the members for coming this morning. I really appreciate it.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Did we actually adopt the 15A amendment?
Oh, we did not. Did we not adopt it? I'm sorry. I thought we did, but maybe not. Oh, we need to adopt the 15A amendment. So we need to have the 15A amendment. I'm sorry. All those in favor of the 15A amendment signify by saying aye.
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 And opposed? Carried. Now let's renew the motion again.
Mr. Chair, just for 1 minute on that 10A amendment. You said that there was some fiscal impact, and
that's the reason we allow it here is because it does have a little bit of a fiscal implications on that 60%. So, okay.
Okay, but don't ask me any questions about that.
Okay. We won't. Okay, all those in favor then of House File 1978 as amended, be recommended to pass. So again, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And carried. Okay. Thank you.
And members, it would be, if you have any other questions about anything in the bill, it would be really helpful for me to prepare for the floor if you ask me the questions so then I can add it to my repertoire of answers. Thank you so much.
Okay, the next bill on the agenda was added last night, and I did contact Representative Holberg last night when I was asked to add this on. It was posted on the web as well, and I have not talked personally with Representative Holberg, but left a message with her and have checked with her staff this morning as well. And it is a Senate file that's in our possession. Representative Kalins is the chief author. The chair would move that Senate File 997 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Registry. Representative Kalin, I'm sorry, Representative Hilty, did you want the House language inserted or not?
No.
Okay. Representative Kalin, just very briefly, the implications of this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, the implication of the general fund is zero.
Members, you should have a fiscal note on Senate File 997 in your packet, right? And you will see that there is some special revenue account. This is part, as I understand it, has passed as part of the omnibus energy bill that Representative Hilty had carried. This is most of this, I think, is the governor's proposal. Is that correct, Representative Hilty? And the fiscal implications are in it. Any questions on this particular bill? Any questions? If not, Representative Hilty, I guess maybe you should have done the moving on this one. I'm sorry. Would you like to move this instead of me?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. I would move that Senate File 997 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Register.
Again, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Members, we're going to be in recess to the call of the chair. So keep your computers on. The House or the committee is in recess.
We'll reconvene the meeting.
Representative Curtis, you want to make a motion for me? Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House File number 2285 be recommended to pass and referred, I believe, to the Rules Committee.
Okay. Representative Curtis moves that House File 2285 be recommended to pass and referred to the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. Discussion to the bill. Representative Sirich and members, there is a cost in this biennium to the bill. I understand it's $2,000 by the Secretary of State. It does not show up on your fiscal note, but I think there is a statement in here that that cost would be absorbed by the Secretary of State's office. Yes, Representative
Holbrook. The fiscal note on page 7 does show the $2,000, but it is not, well, I guess here, yeah, it says less agency can absorb, so we do have a fiscal note.
Yeah, it's, Representative Holbrook, on the front page, it's zero. It's zeroed out there. You'll see it. So, any other discussion? That's the reason it's here. For the $2,000 plus the future obligations as well. Any other discussion? If not, then Representative, yes.
I would ask for, just that I'd ask for a roll call.
Yes, roll call has been requested. Yes.
Mr. Chair, maybe if I could just
briefly
just for a member to explain the bill real briefly. Dedicated funding bill. I'm just looking around the table. Most folks have. I've seen this in other committees, but just for the record, for the tape, this bill has dedicated funding of 25% of the 3/8 of 1% sales tax increase to restore and preserve and enhance fish and wildlife, 25% protect, restore surface and groundwater, 50% support parks and trails, 15% protect drinking water, 10% enhance cultural heritage, and members a flexible 10%, which can be used in the next 25 years of dedication to any of the above areas in a flexible way within the next years.
Any other discussion? Any other discussion? If not, the clerk will take the roll.
Solberg?
Yes.
Abler? Reiner?
Yes.
Carlson?
Yes.
Aye.
Clark? Dean? Eakin? Earhart? Greiling? Gunther? Hillstrom?
Yes.
Hilty?
Aye.
Holberg?
No.
Huntley? Kahn? Kelleher?
Yes.
Lencheski?
No.
Mariani?
Yes.
McNamara?
Pass.
Murphy, Aaron? Yes. I'm sorry, we got a yes. Thank you. Mary Murphy? Osmond?
Yes.
Paulson?
No.
Pulowski?
Yes.
Sirdich?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Swigum?
No.
Swales?
Yes.
Chumper?
No.
McNamara?
Yes.
Clark?
Yes.
I've done 30
seconds.
Gunther?
No. Kelleher?
There being 15 ayes and 7 nays, the motion prevails and the amendment or the bill is passed to Rules Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Members, I think that's it for the day. Thank
and
you
Mr.
for...
Chair, yes. Are you aware of any meetings tomorrow? I know we haven't given us much notice, but if at this point you're aware of any additional bills that need to be come before this committee, we'd appreciate a little advance notice.
I will give you a... Representative Holbrook, that's absolutely... I will try my best to do that.
As you know, when we added the amendment to Bill last night, I did contact you by cell phone, so I bet your cell phone.
I appreciate that.
A cell phone plugged in, and we'll try our best.
But
I do not have anything planned at the present time.
So, to your knowledge at this point, there are no additional bills that come before Ways and Means that you're aware of, is that correct?
I think that's probably true right now. And if there is, I have to be flexible.
I think probably right now, my time's free time.
Well, I want to be upfront with you, and if there is an addition, I will notify you immediately.
All right, thank you.
Okay? And I appreciate that. Okay, the meeting is adjourned.